Dragon's Bear Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. And the face of Nashville football has changed forever.
It's as mine.
Adrian Peterson, number one back for the Tennessee Titans, is no longer a Tennessee Titan. Bruno, how are you doing today with that shocking revelation right before the show today? Welcome to the show. You've never watched this before. Oh man. We're gonna talk about it. Let me get through the nuance real quick. We're inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. We want you to call in. We want you to react. If you're a Titans fan watching, listening, however, call in 615-844-5600. Did you feel like that's the F&M Bank phone line, by the way? Did you feel like this was going to happen from the rip today? I mean, from the second that you had Adrian Peterson come to this team, did you feel like he was going to make more of an impact, or do you feel like this was just a why not try it out?
I mean, I guess it's a why not. Obviously now.
Now it is.
Hindsight's 50-50, you know. Take that for a stroll.
Right, yeah. I don't know. Hindsight's 20-20. It's what it's supposed to be, 50-50. Not that great.
Well, 20-20 isn't the best vision, you know.
10-10 is the best.
Is it? I thought it was like 23-23.
I guess technically X-ray. But no, going back to real topics, Adrian Peterson, a lot of people thought...
There's a reason he wasn't on a team, and everyone's like, I guess he's
that's
the
back a big point.
Either, but he's the D-back. Well, it's like, nah, not really.
You got sucked into the name. A lot of people got sucked into the name of Adrian Peterson. That's really what has come down now. It wasn't that, you know, Adrian Peterson had something that was good. It was more or less... And we talked about it, the weirdness, how it was a Monday he gets the call, a Tuesday he's there, and Friday he's on the active roster. It was that quick. The Titans never had a plan of making Adrian Peterson. They just wanted making him the guy. They just wanted to see if he had a little bit of juice left in the tank to just carry them enough to the playoffs to win. Hopefully Derrick Henry comes back and is the guy. But it clearly has not worked. We've seen now the backups have been much better. Well, I mean, they're all backups. Let's be honest. They're all singular backups. But that running committee wasn't going to work with Adrian Peterson. There was times where he just never even saw the field for large stretches of plays or even drives. But it's just where it is. This isn't anybody. I don't blame people. Like, I semi-made fun of some people on Twitter saying, like, you know, 3 weeks ago everybody thought this guy was the savior of Nashville and Tennessee Titans football, but he really wasn't. And if you thought that, it's okay to get caught up in the hype because it was a rough time. You're right, Derrick Henry goes down, and that's exactly how J-Rob and Mike Vrabel and the entire coaching staff, they all reacted. Everybody they just brought in, they were like, get Adrian Peterson in right away. Why not? He's there, and it just doesn't work, and now you move on. But you look at a guy like Deontay Foreman who has looked better, still not Derrick Henry, never going to be Derrick Henry. You look at Hillard, who's come in now, and he's been pretty solid so far in this last game. They signed him to the active roster today. They made a host of moves, another one of which that is Golden Tate being signed to the practice squad for the Tennessee Titans. I like that from a selfish standpoint. Not so much of a Golden Tate's going to come in here and just blow the world up. That's not from that at all. But from a selfish standpoint, I like the fact he's come back here to Nashville, JP2 guy. Right up in Hendersonville. So family here, he's from here. Why not? It's great to have him back in there in this area.
Well, he's just gonna meet the same fate too. You know that, right?
Oh, for sure. I do believe that.
Is Golden Tate the savior?
But see, he can blend in a little bit better and probably will have more staying power. Because when AJ Brown's back, when Julio Jones is back, when everybody's healthy and accounted for, he can be that third piece that whatever fourth piece, fifth piece, whatever roster spot you want to give him at. He could be that third piece that blends in. Adrian Peterson was kind of brought in to see if he could be the one, and that's clearly just not happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like he's playing special teams or anything. It's kind of just a waste of a spot, honestly.
But, you know, who else are you going to – I'm still surprised we never saw the Todd Gurley signing. I'm really surprised by it. He's 26, by the way.
Like, okay, and he's probably like, give me a zeta billion dollars.
He's not getting paid by nobody.
But if he wants to play it, if he's like, he probably is pricing himself. I don't know.
Maybe. Do you think that there's going to be another Titan signing at the running back spot, or are they just going to keep what they have?
No, definitely. If there's just way Adrian Peterson, Sangolin Tate, this one for one. It's easy. A lot of equivalent exchange, baby.
Yeah. Had a ton of moves today, though. They had a lot of different stuff that's on there, but a lot of different stuff going on with it. I mean, the Titans are a broken team. I mean, we're going to talk about it later because we're going to have our picks for week 12, right? Wow, week 12. We'll talk about the Titans, how going up against the Patriots, who is going to get the ball? Like, there's nobody going to get the ball for the Titans on the offense, and the defense is just as broken as well right now.
Chester Rogers isn't out there?
Oh, God. You know what? You might just – that's it. Titans going up against a good team like the Patriots? They're going to show up, but Chester Rogers is going to have 180 yards and four touchdowns.
How does Ryan Tannehill – not throw a pick. A pick.
No, he throws many picks, probably.
Yeah, I mean, it's a Patriots defense? Come on.
You know, Ray, we talk about this, right? Like the Bill Belichick, that defense, they shut down the one, right?
Yep.
Can't shut down the one when you don't have a one. Mike Vrabel's two steps ahead already. There is no one wide receiver out there. Beat the Matrix.
Got him. This is also going to be – I know Bill Belichick is the embodiment of – just someone who doesn't care about anything else in this world other than this game. So right. He's playing against one of his old players, you know. He's going to bring the stops.
Yeah.
Take down top-ranked Titans.
Yeah, we'll talk about it a little bit more when we get in. That's just all reacting to the news right now. If you are a Titans fan or if you just want to call in, question anything, 615-844-5600. We're going to get more into the Titans talk later on when we get into the second hour of the show where we get into our NFL picks. Actually, might start that before the second hour, but nonetheless, we'll have those in later today. Something we didn't talk about yesterday, Bruno, that we said we were going to talk about, we actually forgot to talk about, just got caught up, and I wanted to bring it up with you, was the USFL.
Oh, yeah.
They had a huge announcement yesterday.
Wow.
Hey-o.
Huge announcement.
It was on Colin Cowherd. The Fox show pony. They're like, bring him out.
We're going to break the internet.
First off, before we get into anything else about it, because I know how you feel about it, I hate the USFL's logo.
Yeah?
The stars and stripes, it's the only time I've ever seen the stars and stripes look bad. Because that's what it has, the USFL, which I know they're trying to go for like that classic, the classic UFL look. But it does not look good at all. I don't like it. I like the XFLs. That one was like out. I like the AAFs. I like their logo. I really don't like the USFL right now. With like how they're just optically looking.
They're playing in April, and they're like, here's the names of our teams. You know,
They don't have any players yet, right?
No.
What?
All the players are like USFL. Like they're, I know what that means. It's like hit me up.
Yeah.
Chad Kelly, the running back I told you about with his double ACL. He's like, hey, I want it. So
how do you feel about it? Now they released what was it? 8 teams. Is where they're going to be.
Yeah.
But they're all playing in one area.
They're playing in Birmingham this year, but the cities are New Jersey, Michigan, Pittsburgh. What else is there? I know
Michigan's a state, too.
I know once Houston. Yeah.
Yeah, Houston. There's a couple. I think Birmingham's one.
Birmingham's another one.
The New Jersey Generals, former owned by
Donald J. Trump.
Donald J. Trump.
He needs to own him again.
That would be hilarious if he did, by the way. People get so upset.
I know. Well, it would be a great marketing move.
Yeah, really.
You and me, they need us, but they're not going to hire us.
No, because we're too outside the box.
Is Fox the good old boy company?
Probably.
Like, that shit was doing stuff, and it worked. I don't think you'd see USFL doing any of this. They're just going to go out there, play football, and be like, they're going to throw millions of dollars at it and just be like, this should work.
They're not doing a lot with the rules, right? The rules are staying, like, pretty close to NFL rules, which I think, mistake number one, right?
Yeah.
You're playing only in Birmingham, yet you're giving the teams names. I think that's mistake number two. Probably good financially, Like, it's smart to do that financially where you're going to be able to move around and all that. That's fine.
I mean, yeah. Well, first of all, it's very appealing as a player. You don't have to travel.
That's
anywhere.
What I'm saying. That's appealing for the teams, too, that don't have to pay for
you
travel.
Yeah, you literally just show up, play in a bubble for a bit. People hate the bubble. I am a bubble fan. I love
Some
bubbles.
Would call you a bubble boy.
Bubble boy. I cannot stand traveling 12 hours to and from a place and then going to work immediately after. God, I don't know how people do it.
I'm a bubble boy. That's all I can. I'm just picturing you inside of like, what was it? Was it Jake Gyllenhaal that was in the movie Bubble Boy, right? And like, you're just like an island boy.
Island boy.
Just in there, like, I'm a bubble boy.
Anyways, yeah, I can't wait for the USFL to call me and then me have a crisis for 2 weeks to figure out if I want to do it or not. But since they're probably going to pay like 40 grand, I probably won't do it. So.
You poor thing.
Yeah.
How would anybody ever suffice that? Oh man. Well, the real side of it, and see, you brought this up about the XFL because obviously you lived it, right? But it's you keep saying like the magic of the XFL. It doesn't seem like the USL, it doesn't seem like they're having any kind of, it's very vanilla pudding like, yeah. Right? Like the way they're coming about it.
Yeah, it's like someone's like, I'm gonna cook you oatmeal and they don't put any of the brown sugar in it, you know? It's literally just oatmeal. It's just oats. You're like,
you
wow.
Like rolled oats? Well, I mean, I guess.
It's like where a hotel is like, we have complimentary breakfast and it's just a egg, you know.
Yeah. Here's one egg and it's microwaved. Enjoy it.
It's something you would look forward to being at a hotel and then it just greatly disappoints you. That's like the path I'm on with the USFL. We'll see. If they hire my old St. Louis Battlehawks coach, that'll be absolutely enormous. So how about Jay Hayes?
It's just I just wonder doesn't seem like they're doing anything different. That was the good thing about the XFL. The XFL had all these little inequities that were so different, right?
Well, they were marketing the hell out of them, too, right?
Right.
Overtime, kickoff.
Because it was like it's a fun way to watch football, which is
the
first time they had the XFL. That's what they did, too. They, you know, they didn't do a coin flip. It was like a race to the ball or something like that, to whoever got the ball first or something. You know, it's craziness. But it gave you a reason to watch. The USFL seems like they're going down the path of the AAF, which is we're going to be NFL light. Oh. Which is a bad idea.
I keep forgetting who sponsored the AAF. That league folded just.
It was on CBS, if I remember right. But that one, the reason why the AAF, I don't know.
They messed their financials up terribly.
Well, the guy was laundering money in overseas accounts, and then his assets got froze. This is rumors.
That's
probably
sense.
What happened.
It makes sense.
That's what they just lost their money. Like the players were like. Stuck wherever they were, and they had to like pay for their own flights home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And everybody was like, "What?" So yeah, I've heard some horror stories. Had nothing to do with not the success of the AAF. It's weird though, because when you look at these past spring leagues that we've seen so far, AAF, XFL, now the USFL coming up, the reason why they stopped wasn't because they were bad or the talent wasn't good on the field or the actual optics of it was bad football. That wasn't the reason. The reason why was outside factors. This guy loses the main money source, gets his money, was money laundering, and all of his accounts got froze, so they couldn't pay for anything. The AAF goes away. XFL has a world pandemic happen, shuts it down. And it's stuff that was outside noise.
The thing I just can't stand, really, is the people who are like, you know, it's just going to die like the other two. We did not die. We were, we died, but we were shot in the face, right?
Right.
Like, it was not fair. Not fair at all.
What are you supposed to do? You know, like, there was nothing. Like, and that's the same for the AAF. Like, you obviously were, but the AAF was the exact same way. It was a good product. It was NFL light.
Well, they made nowhere near our money, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, for sure they did. Yeah. I think they actually stopped earlier than you, too, but it was like, all their money got froze and then liquidated and taken away by the government, seized by the government. So, I mean, they you know, what are they supposed to do at that point? You know, it wasn't because the players were bad. Like, there was – Birmingham was doing tremendous with the AAF. They were doing – the Iron was doing great down there.
Trent Richardson
was down there. Yeah, they had some good players that were down there. But they – and then you up in St. Louis, you know St. Louis was doing a great job with the XFL. But it's outside noise that affects it. So I wonder – for the USFL, is it more or less, does it really matter how good the product is on the field? Is it more about just right place, right time, hopefully everything stays lucky?
dude, I have no idea. And the worst part is we're not going to get in the minds. Amazing take. I don't know. The worst part is you'll never hear you'll never hear the mindset from these executives, right? It's just all under the table, and who knows? I think it's so just annoying. Fox. I think it's just Fox. Personally, I think it's Fox going, we make too much money. Let's just start throwing money at stuff and hope it sticks.
Yeah.
That's what I think it is. They're like, hey, we have $300 million. Let's make a football league and see if it works.
Well, and it can work if people just get behind it, but it's like it's weird because they're not competing with the NFL. But for some reason, that was the biggest thing with the XFL that I always noticed is that people didn't
take the NFL side, like the NFL is going to send you a Christmas card for it, right?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, I watch the NFL.
Yeah, like I don't understand. You can do both because one's in spring, one's in the fall. You can enjoy both of these products separately without them hurting each other. There's no like, but that got to the idea of when you start thinking, and it really opened my eyes to the idea that certain sports have monopolies on that sport, certain leagues, right? Like the leagues have monopolies on the sport. The NFL has a monopoly on football. That really is it. Nobody else can play football without the NFL being attached to it. That, to me, that's in my mind. And that's why I wonder if the USFL is just not going to work.
I mean,
and they're taking as little risk as they possibly can with the amount of money that they put in. You know, $150 million is nothing to shake a stick at.
Yeah, it could fund the league for 2 years.
Yeah, especially if it's.
I just don't think they're gonna pay, you know, really well.
Especially if it's, you know, if they stay in Birmingham and they, you know, do all that kind of stuff. But it's not going to work because they're not going to find the reason why St. Louis was good was because the people there were so hungry to see the football in real life.
Which, first of all, I'm surprised the USFL was just like, no St. Louis team.
Well, they probably were like, we're not going near that right now with the lawsuit, everything really? Going on. Maybe. That could have been a reason, but it wouldn't have worked. It's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, saying being the Michigan team, they could say that because the Michigan team's not going to see them.
Well,
Michigan's not. They're going to watch them on TV. How much are you really going to celebrate that's something you can't get involved with? Are people going to travel to Birmingham to go watch? No. Especially for something for the first time. They're like, okay, they have our name. Like, if they were the Nashville Crusaders or whatever going down there, we're not going to be like, okay, Nashville Crusaders in Birmingham, and that's only where they'll be. You know, like, that's where I feel like their USFL's missing the mark already, where they're going to miss that live attendance, you know, putting a little skin in the game, showing up, being a season ticket holder, that sort of thing.
Well, if somehow I'm involved in this thing, I'll tell you what. In the XFL, I was so, like, just wanted to make it that I was such a stick the whole time. I play in the USFL. I'm double-fisting beers on the field.
I'll tell you this, too. First off, for all listeners, if the USFL calls, he's leaving. Like, that's what's happening. Like, he'll have no. The show's over. Like, I'm not like letting him like come back on. It's stupid. Go do that. But it's. I think they'll call because why wouldn't they? But maybe not. I don't know. They're not playing very. They're playing very soon. They're playing really soon.
Here's what we're gonna do from our players. Sir, do you want to play football? So some
just some going home. In the crowd. Like, just like, who wants to be a right end? Hilarious. All right, we need to run to our first break. We'll open up the phone lines for you, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to jump in, lines available now. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. A lot of holiday traffic going through our city right now. 40 East starting to slow down here at Fessler's, headed out towards the airport. All that traffic that continues on I-40 out through Mount Julian. It's picked up even more, 65, trying to get up into Goodlettsville. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Don't drink and drive this holiday season. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Before you know it, the holiday season will be upon us, so it's time to start planning. If you're having a holiday party or event this year, then you should consider the Omni Nashville Hotel. Have a festive holiday party for your company, family, or friends at the most luxurious location in Music City. All your guests will experience the award-winning service from their well-trained, courteous staff at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Rooms that are second to none, and venues that will be the envy of all your guests. For smaller gatherings, reserve the private dining room inside Kitchen Notes. For a fun party atmosphere, consider Bar Lines. And for high-end corporate entertaining, choose Bob's Steakhouse. You can't go wrong when you book your party at the Omni Nashville Hotel. For more information or inquire about availability, just call 615-782-5333. That's 615-782-5333. The Omni Nashville Hotel. Music City's holiday party destination.
When the forgotten poor are in need of healing, they wait for a ship unlike any other. Mercy Ships, a floating hospital staffed by volunteers, heroes of mercy who donate their time to save lives.
Every human has the right to have a place at the table of the human race.
If you could just see the smiles that you get when lives have been changed, then it would make it all worth it.
To learn more about Heroes of Mercy, go to mercyships.org.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no Northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome in the afternoon stretch. Brenna Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here on the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, every link you click keeps Bruno in this job one day longer.
Hey, thanks to everyone for clicking the link. I don't want to go back and play football, but a lot of times it just happens. So,
How long would it be? How long would the USFL be?
10 weeks.
Was it 10 weeks? Was that how long the XFL was?
It was going to be. The XFL was 10 weeks, and they
basically tell me if they said $40,000 for you to show up and play football
$40,000? No,
for 10 weeks.
No,
what is 10 weeks, Ray? What's my math on that? How many months is that? 2.5 months.
You get paid
roughly. Yeah,
you get paid like because the checks come in like in 10 weeks, so you get taxes if you're making 40%, and you get it back on your return. True. But it's just it's not that big a deal.
Not that big a deal.
No.
Bruno's $1 to $5 million. I guess if you have an estimated worth of $1 to $5 million, what's $40,000?
Gary Vee is calling me. He's like, what do I do?
You know, the thing you have right now, and I would kill for it, is time. Like, you have time right now, you know? And I would kill for that.
You know who doesn't have a lot of time?
Oh, man, because I'm not going to give him any. How about that? How about that? Catch me outside. Is that still relevant? Can you even make a catch me outside joke anymore?
Yeah, she's really
relevant.
Still
doing it?
Well, she's not doing that, but she started that new trend, you know?
Oh, yeah, the song that she had out. Yeah,
it's like, awesome.
What's the TikTok with who's the oh man, Juju Smith-Schuster? Or no, Ben Simmons. It's Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons hears Bad Baby. Like, no, it shows that weird person. Oh, man, these are way too inside jokes for people that probably don't get them. 615-844-5600. That's the Evident Bank phone line if you want to jump in. Jeff in the Borough. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
What's going on? Well, the 8 original franchises are back. The New Jersey Generals, the New Orleans Breakers, the Birmingham Stallions. They're all back, aren't they?
Yeah, are you
Which
happy?
One are you a fan of?
I could care less. As long as they'll survive, as long as they keep it in the springtime, if they try to compete with the NFL, they'll lose the shirt like they did before. They'll lose the shirt.
Yeah, they're not going to compete with the NFL.
That's what Donald Trump wanted them to do. He wanted to compete with the NFL, and they lost the shirt. So that's what it amounts to. So if they do that, they might survive. If not, they won't. They won't do it. So it's going to be, it's going to be 10 games. And they said they're going to play in one city. They're not going to play all over the place. They're going to play in one city, I guess, every week or whatever. One city they're going to play for. They're going to play on a Saturday and Sunday, they said.
Yeah.
Mostly, maybe some Friday and Monday, but mostly Saturday and Sunday, they said. So, you know, the 10 games is plenty. You know, two playoff games, that's plenty to top two teams in each division. guys. You know, that's five. If you want to watch babies in diapers playing football, and that's fine with me. If you want to watch 6-month-olds run around with football, that's fine. But you know,
what? I zoned out for a second, Jeff.
What are you talking about?
What about babies in diapers playing football?
I said you would watch babies in diapers play football. I thought you love football.
Yeah, babies in diapers are cute.
Jeff, you're the one that always calls in. You're like, here's what these 14-year-olds are doing now.
I think you don't know that Kentucky just had signed this volleyball player.
it's all Zach wants to talk about. But I didn't want to say, Zach, what's the spread of the Summit Hillsboro game Friday night?
Oh man! Look, I'll tell you this: it's going to be a TV game. It's going to be the TV game.
I'll be watching it to you.
Yeah, so I'll tell you that kills Command every time. They lose every TV game almost because they run that wing T. It's all about tempo and when they have to do those media timeouts and it takes forever, they just I'm telling you, it ruins their game plan.
They've been hoping to keep away from Summit and wait to win. They can score fast. They've been hoping to keep away from them. They've been hoping again to win that ball game. So. Like I say,
we're going to get Bruno to Nancy Kerrigan them.
I don't know what that is.
That's fine.
It's something he would be up for, right, Ray? Like, he would be down for that.
What is it? 100%.
What is it?
Oakland goes to Maryland.
Go hit him with a pipe, lead pipe on their knee. Hey, you don't know who Nancy Kerrigan is?
No.
Oakland goes to Maryland.
Oh, sorry, Jeff. I forgot you're here.
Yeah, you forgot. You always forget. Oakland goes to Maryland, try to snap that 22-year winning streak of Maryland in the playoffs. They lost a playoff game this millennium, so they've been 22 straight semifinals, and we're going to see if they can go up there and win.
Yeah, they're pretty good at football up there in Oakland. I hate it, though, because I got a friend who's from there, and he sucks.
Maryland, we're talking about Maryland. 25 straight playoff appearances.
Oh, they're good, too.
22 straight semifinals. Last time they were in the semifinals was 1999. It's in the 20th century. Last time they weren't in the semifinals. So, and everything. So, but should be a great weekend, guys. Hope y'all have a great Thanksgiving. And Bruno, don't eat that 20-pound turkey, son. You might gain 40 pounds. So, y'all hang in there, guys. Y'all hang in there. See y'all.
Hey, Jeff, that math don't add up.
Don't math me.
First of all, Jeff. You eat a 20-pound turkey, you gain 40 pounds.
How does that work?
It don't, Ray. I know. It don't. Turkey. All right. Jeff came in with weird energy today.
I take it with the whole Nancy Kerrigan thing.
Yeah. We're not even knowing Nancy Kerrigan. Who am I? Who's the girl who caused it, though? What, Tanya
Harding.
Harding. Yeah, Tanya Harding.
But yes, that's totally what he would do. But Nancy Kerrigan, it was done to her.
Yeah, yeah. Nancy
so
Kerrigan.
You're not
got
definitely
hit.
Nancy Kerrigan. You're Tanya Harding.
Is that mean
are
to say?
Figure skaters?
Yes, they're figure skaters.
You didn't see this?
She was when she wanted to go win the gold, and Tanya Harding had a hit. Well,
I've heard when you said Tanya Harding, it brought
I will
the,
find
yeah.
it. I will find
it's
it.
A whole conspiracy theory that she did it, but I mean, she did it, and they made a whole movie. Margot Robbie was in it called I Tanya, really good movie. But that she had put out a hit basically on Nancy Kerrigan for this like thug to go up and like hit her with a pipe on her knee and like dislocate her knee and everything. Yeah, it was a real sad situation. Surprised you hadn't heard of that. Surprise you.
I did.
I feel like you're up
said
for
the,
it.
You just said the one person. And first of all, I'm not up for it. People around me would do it for me, though.
Oh, so. True. It's really sad, too. I don't want to play the audio, but they're really sad when she starts crying. Like,
yeah.
And you know what the media did? They're like, get out of the way. Show me your face.
Sorry, it wasn't you know, Tanya Harding. Like, yeah. So I said it was Tanya Harding. But no, it was not what Tanya Harding did. Apparently, they did an interview like several years ago by the man who had actually attacked her.
Yeah, Tanya Harding didn't do it. She set it up.
She set it up.
She was a part of it. And then that was the whole thing. The movie came out and said that, like, she actually had nothing to do with it. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not putting anybody in it. I'm just telling you what people have always said.
That's so mean.
Yeah, it's a whole conspiracy theory.
Oh, wow. So this guy, random guy, just attacked.
Well, the random guy also was, like, friends with Tanya Harding's, like, ex-husband. And then, like, there was a whole connection lineage that brought it back to being, like, that's why people thought it was Tanya Harding. Because she wanted to win the gold. Nancy Kerrigan was probably going to win the gold.
Because she was better than her.
Yeah. And so that's, I don't know.
It's the most American story I've ever heard.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, Tanya Harding became uber famous after it for like the wrong way. Like she was doing celebrity boxing back when it was like, it is not like it is today. Like celebrity boxing, like, hey, show up at the Hooters down the street. And Tanya Harding's going to be fighting some like semi-pro boxer, you know,
and that is
$5 tickets.
That is the fate of Olympians, and that's why you will not catch me doing that.
that is so true. That is so true and so utterly
American
sad.
Heroes for 2 weeks and go off and die in a hole.
You get your Wheaties box. And then you're working at Macy's. Ah, that's so sad. It should not be like that.
Well, it is.
Why? So. Why can't they just give them like a budget?
It's the government. Like, the government doesn't. Our government is like one of like 10 governments in the world that doesn't sponsor the Olympic team.
And we're the number one.
Yep.
We literally beat everybody every year in medal count.
We don't have to pay anybody. Why would we change? We just have our teachers go do it. Because it's the American like twisted mindset. It's like just work yourself to death. Do your job. Become an elite athlete. Everyone will respect you. Well, except for being broke. And, you know.
Well, it's even more if you just took away, like, if we took away the word Olympics and we just replace it with college football. Right? Like, it's literally the exact same scenario.
I'm blowing my nose now.
It's like, well, they get paid for their hotel and food and everything, so like they're fine, right? Like, no.
And then there's that one guy, I work in a factory. So they should just shut up.
They should shut up because my life's bad. Because that's so mean. We could go down a real path that would piss off a lot of people.
So college football players should not get paid. Just no correlation.
I get beat up every time I come home. So my wife and my kids beat me up all the time.
Take that, college football.
This is why I'm calling the show, to tell them why I hate them and that college football needs to not do what they want to do. Where are we at? Yeah. Speaking of college football.
What?
James Franklin is officially not coming back to Vanderbilt.
Penn State has signed their death warrant.
You do not believe in this, do you?
No, they have signed their soul off to a literal psychopath who can make like 3 or 4 like good years that he can sell, but when it comes to consistent success, I mean, he is going to get ran out of that program.
10-year contract, taking him all the way to 2031. I don't think they, by the way, when I hear 2031, I'm like, why are we not all flying yet? You know what I mean? Like, we should all, like, Jetsons and everything. I feel like we should already be there. That's just 10 years away. And it's going to look exactly how it looks right now.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Let's think about it. 20 years ago, we had the Game Boy Color. Now we just have Nintendo. It's just a bigger Game Boy. You know?
It's literally just a bigger Game Boy. that's the future, a bigger Game Boy. 2031. But, no, Penn State keeping him on for 10 years. I haven't seen the numbers that came out of this contract. Probably pretty pricey, considering we were talking about it yesterday. James Franklin was the hottest coach's name going around. I mean, anywhere. Whatever school had needed a coach, they were like, James Franklin show up any day now. They're tracking his plane. I mean, how much money do you think this is going to end up being? I wonder. It's got to be out there somewhere by now.
They should just get him equity in the university. They're going to pay him in Ethereum. We don't actually have that much currency, so we're just going to make some up.
Who's the hottest name now in the college coaching search?
Apparently, it's that Billy Napier guy.
Billy Napier?
There's no hope for coaching anymore.
I mean, I feel like now that Franklin's
out. There used to be such hype names like John Gruden.
Oh.
And how long ago that was.
I gotta do my Pat McAfee face. Yeah, you said John Gruden. Oof. Yeah, I'm looking for see what it is right now. Of course, every stupid website out of Penn State has 5 million. Hey, let's have more ads that pop up as every time I try to scroll on it. Like, they don't even look at this. Look how many ads just popped up all at once. They don't even care for you to click on the actual ad. Like, they don't care. They're like, you wanna be a subscriber, and also here's Chipotle. You know, like, they had so many ads right there that like popped up. This is why newspapers are dying. So, all right. This is why news. Hold on. I gotta get off on a tangent here, because this is why newspapers die. Every time I go to click a stupid Tennessean article, there's 5 million ads that pop up, and then it's like, this is your one try. Like, every single time. Like, stop doing that. That does not get subscribers. All it does is drive me away. Go ahead, Ray.
So he apparently signed a 10-year, $70 million extension with Penn State.
$70 million?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. $7 million a year? That's not. It's actually not that bad.
Ha! Broke!
After taxes, it's basically like $5
million. He should. If he would have just invested all of his money in crypto, he wouldn't even have to coach. So,
I had somebody the other day come up to me, and they were like, so, are there any crypto guys out here? And I said, I know somebody would call you a loser right now. he actually came out and said that. I thought that was so funny. I love it, though. I loved it so much. That sets the bar now. obviously.
$7 million a year?
Yeah, $7 million a year. Yeah. That's what everybody, like, when you look at LSU and you look at Florida and you look at all these other names that are the teams out there, that's what they're going to be trying to shoot for people like Napier, for people like, I know, who was it yesterday that called that thought it was crazy when I brought up Bill O'Brien? Bill O'Brien.
I think his name was Ryan.
Was it Ryan? I thought it was like Lance or something. I can't remember. But that's the bar that's going to be set for all these other programs.
You would think that the Mel Tucker signing with Michigan State would have been the bar. 10 years, $95 million. He's about what, averaging five?
Huge.
Yeah, huge, you thought that was the bar. I'm like, if Mel Tucker got that much, I thought Franklin for sure would have gotten more.
No.
Yeah, but yeah. Well, you know, less. What it is. He got less, $20 million plus less.
Yeah.
Well, now they have to buy him out if they ever want to fire him. So.
Yeah, which is probably what's going to end up happening. I mean,
he probably knows. He's
give like, me a coach that goes for 10 years in college football. Nick Saban next.
Jimbo Fisher.
Guy from Kansas State. Bill Schneider?
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay.
Jimbo?
Jimbo. Has he been on 5 years now for Jimbo Fisher?
Almost. I mean, he's on a 10-year.
Stoops is getting close.
Stoops is getting there. Very few and far between. Majority of them gone in like 3 years.
David Shaw? He's still at Stanford.
Yeah.
All right. Enough examples, guys. You're proving my point wrong.
Well done, Bruno.
I think that's all of them.
That might be actually all of them. It's not Jeremy Pruitt.
In the Power Five, that's it.
That's all we needed.
Jeremy Pruitt happened so fast. That whole era was a disaster.
The second I heard him get up there and go, I was like, this isn't going to work. Sounds like my grandfather. This ain't going to work. This guy is not going to work out there. That was so guaranteed. All right, we need to run to a break. I want y'all, before we go to the break, though, you know we're going to talk about our good friends over at Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And always, you could check them out online on their website. They're open 24/7 online, 365 days a year. Just go to NissanOfRivergate.com. That's NissanOfRivergate.com. And you'll click on right there. They'll have their deals. They'll have their new and used inventory. Everything going on right there on NissanOfRivergate.com. Check it out. Take a full virtual tour of everything going on the lot as well. I'm telling you, that's probably the best place. You can talk to somebody right there on the website. See the vehicle that you want to talk about. And then also, not only just the sales process, but they can help you out with everything in between. Also, parts and body shop, their paint shop, everything they have there. They make the experience so nice. And I'm telling you, it's not as their spokesman, but also somebody that has been their customer. Every vehicle I've ever purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. Check them out again. 1550 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic now making its way out towards Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. As you travel 24 east coming past Bell Road, all that heavy traffic now on the South Loop, the West Loop. Lots of radar out here. No shortage of that. Nolensville Pike at Bluff Road that was still tied up on that crash with injuries. Prince's Hot Chicken now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music. Check them out at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
When it comes to baseball and softball equipment, nobody beats Hit After Hit. They have uniforms to batting cages to private lessons, all the way down to field maintenance equipment. With over 800 styles of gloves and over 1,500 wood and aluminum bats, they're located at 705 Air Park Center Drive. Phone number 615-399-2287 or go online to hitafterhitonline.com.
You have a vision. We have the financing to make it happen. At Wilson Bank and Trust, we have the resources that individuals, families, and businesses need to grow and achieve their goals. As an independent local community bank, we're able to provide loans with great rates, fast decision-making, and personal service from one of our local friendly lenders. We believe in the power of possibility. It's why we say yes more often. Wilson Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Ariel Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now, or the puppy gets it.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan's knee in the camera shot right now for Ray today.
Gotta love that knee, man.
Ray Dosky, Zach Williams.
Oh, wow, he's flexing over there.
Yeah, he's flexing a little bit. And Bruno's trying to get ready for Worlds, man.
Not built.
Just way off mic trying to talk to him. That infuriates me more. Just bring the mic to you. Just pull it to you.
I'm getting closer.
It's mobile. It's mobile.
Zach always does his monologue. Welcome to Australia. I'm Zach Williams. Who gives, you know?
Hey, man. That was really mean for no reason.
You know what's funny, though? Watching you guys in action today, yesterday Bruno was saying, Zach, you've turned a lot like him, like Bruno, because Bruno mentioned it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Bruno has a lot of you in him as well, because all I've been hearing today is,
yeah,
I'm hearing Bruno. I love it.
I've stole that.
Yeah, I love it.
You admit the stealing of it, so it makes you a better man, right?
I don't know. I don't care. I used to have a lot of like little tendencies because I was insane. Well, when I had my friend group in St. Louis, they all stole.
Oh, I thought he said. Did you hear what I thought he said? I thought he said I was insane. Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Did he hear the Lewis part at all?
I'm really not that insane.
Not really.
Yeah.
No. We talk a big game.
Yeah.
Maybe we go home little. And sit down on some soft surface.
He says I'm not insane.
And then just get comfortable after the show. That's what we do. I look forward to it.
I do a 2-hour show a day, and I'm like, God, I need a rewind. No.
This stupid football league is going to ask me to make $40,000 and be there for 10 weeks. After taxes. There's nothing worse. I'm including you in this because you said it. But there's nothing worse than the person like when the Powerball is up to like $500 million or whatever.
It's actually $200.
It's really, you know, you're not getting $500 million. It's like, the second I hear people say that, I'm like, oh, they're not getting anywhere in life. Look at these winners. It's out here thinking that way. Oh, I hate it so much.
You just got to see people talk about Powerball, just like, you know how much it is right now? I'm like, yeah, a lot, right? That's all it is.
A lot of money.
That's all that matters.
You can't say I picked up a lot of Zach's stuff.
It's look how much in his head about it now.
it's just one tendency.
Rent free, baby. Living in that dome. Cozying up right now to the
Zach's
cerebellum.
Zach's like, we should hang out more. And I'm like, no. So,
case in point. Because he's like, you guys hang enough out.
Yeah.
You guys hang out enough.
Shut up, Ray. Stop trying to turn us against each other. We hate you.
No. Come on.
I've actually asked Zach out to do stuff like 3 times. He said no every single time.
What, are you
bad.
Hard to get over there?
Yeah.
Come on.
I am. I'm bad about it. We talked about it before where it's like especially with this Thanksgiving season, like we'll be off for everybody at home. We'll be off Thursday and Friday, not obviously not on shows. But it's like, you know, I got some buddies that are in town that are, you know, back for Thanksgiving or whatever, and they're like, oh, let's do it. I'm like, I don't want to. You know, I don't. I'm busy, man. Like, I'm busy. And when I'm not busy, I don't want to be doing anything. I don't want to, like, make a plan to go out to somewhere at 9:15 and then, you know.
You just want to chill.
I want to chill, man. I want to do my job. I want to do it really well. And I want to go home. That's me. That's who I am. I love that. I hate the people that are like, all right, let's go. Let's go do more things. I can't do it.
This is why you can never hang out.
It's like that. Yeah, I just can't. Like, there's no chill. You know, it's like.
How? How?
It's like, we walked to like 8 different bars. It was the worst day ever. The first day was fun. The second day was too much.
You know, it's like I bought a house for me to go to. You know? All those things. I didn't buy a house for me to just drop stuff off and go out to somewhere else to spend more money. It's like, I just don't. I don't know. And thank God for my wife. Because she is just like that, too. Like, you marry... I mean, obviously, when you marry somebody, you should marry somebody that is very compatible. And in that case, it'd be rough if she was like, let's go out with friends and, like, do all this stuff and blah, blah, blah. You know where I want to go out to? I'll go to see a movie, and then that's it. And then I'll go back home and be like, whew, that was a lot. Like, I just sat down 20 feet from my house, essentially, and watched a movie, and I come back home to just sit down in a smaller screen. Like, it's just like, that's fun to me, though. Anyway, got crazy on that. Sometimes I forget we're on a sports show.
Hey, I don't care. I don't care about our success or results, mainly because no one else does, especially the other people here. So.
You know what? Honestly, that's the best way to get ahead in life is to not care about trying to find results. Just find the results will find you on the way. I honestly believe that.
It's a weird thing, too, though.
I'm not a goal-oriented person.
There are a lot of people that we've met already that are like, you look at them and you're like, this ain't going to work for you. You know?
Yeah.
It just being straight up honest is just not going to work.
Some
but,
people have it, some people don't. And I'm not even saying I have it. I'm not saying that. I'm just.
Oh, I know I have it.
See, that's how the show works. A real yin and yang.
It's just
you know?
A matter of time for me. So I'm going to blow up, act like I don't know nobody.
All right, if you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Hey, Thanksgiving's coming up, right? Big time. Enjoy a football feast this Thanksgiving Day by winning $150 on a $5 bet when you join FanDuel Sportsbook. New customers, this is your chance to gobble up to 30-1 odds. Just place your first bet on any NFL team to win this Thanksgiving Day. You got the Bears versus the Lions, Raiders versus the Cowboys, Bills versus the Saints. I can almost tell you the Cowboys are going to bounce back again, just like when they lost against the Falcons, right? They were terrible. It's the Falcons they were terrible that I'm thinking. And then they come back the next week and they beat – I'm forgetting who they beat the next week, but they dominate them. They were terrible against the Broncos. Then they beat the Falcons. Then they were terrible against the Chiefs. They're going to dominate the Raiders, a beaten up Raiders team, a bad Raiders team. That I'm telling you right now, if you want to use those 31 odds, that's where you need to go, is on that Cowboys money line, just straight up. FanDuel is sports betting made simple, and they're always hooking you up with great offers. I love how easy it is to use this app. The UI, the user interface is so nice to just go in and put these same game parlays all over the place. I'm telling you, it's the best way to do it, and it's so safe and secure. And more importantly, when you win, you'll get as paid in as little as 2 hours. Sign up with promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, to get in on the action. Celebrate Thanksgiving by winning $150 on a $5 bet. And remember to use promo code TAS, the afternoon stretch, TAS, when you sign up. Exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook ad. Tennessee users got to be 21 and up and present in Tennessee. New users only. $10 first deposit required. Must wager in designated offer market. Max bonus $150. Bonus for Tennessee users fulfilled in site credit within 72 hours. Tennessee site credit expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call TN Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Good afternoon. Starting to slow at times on 40 East and West at Fessler, especially eastbound, trying to get out past the airport. Just had heavy traffic now, 24 up in the Jolton area. Noblesville Pike at Bluff Road are trying to finish up that wreck from earlier with injuries. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar is home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Don't drink and drive this holiday season. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Final lap with Carrie Murphy is on.
The announcement everyone has been waiting for. In 2022, NASCAR practice and qualifying will return with a knockout-style format. This is going to be awesome. Due to COVID, NASCAR did eliminate qualifying at most of the events and practice at most of the events as well since that started. But now we are looking forward to a near return of the sport that we love and know. The knockout-style format is going to be different for all three series, and obviously that depends on the track and the series. But qualifying is going to schedule at every event next season. This is so cool. For most of the Cup Series races, the field is going to be split up into two different groups, and they will have a two-hour practice and then qualifying event. Now, some events, 6 Cup, 5 Xfinity, and 8 Truck, will also have expanded weekends with more practice. Ross Chastain is with Trackhouse Racing for 2022, driving the number one car, and not only is he beardless now, I don't know if you noticed that, but a lot of his number 42 team has transferred over to this team. That's a lot of team stuff.
Yeah, so for me on the one team, we've kept a lot of the 42 group, so Phil Surge and Brandon McReynolds, the two guys in my ear, but even down to, we had Jerry Donnelly go crew chiefing down 94 with Ty Dillon, so that's awesome for him. Promoted Mike Hahn up from sim engineer at the DIL to...
Shop amazing Macy's Black Friday specials right now while supplies last. Like coats to keep you warm all season long, 60 to 70% off. Snuggle up with fun pajama sets for the whole family, now only $19.99 and under. Then prep for holiday feasts with cookware sets for only $29.99. Plus, buy online and get contact-free curbside pickup or pick up in store today. Details at Macy's.com/pickup. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Macy's stores are closed Thanksgiving Day.
At PetSmart, we are hiring for the holidays. But we can't hire cats as cashiers.
Wait, how much?
Or hire dogs to stock shelves. PetSmart is hiring people who'll do anything for pets and giving them competitive pay, flexible hours, medical benefits, and 50% off select PetSmart merchandise. Sorry, still not hiring dogs. Apply for full and part-time positions at careers.petsmart.com. PetSmart is an equal opportunity employer.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of a city that's back in business. The sound of Nashville coming back to life. But if we fail to act, it may again all come to a stop. 90% of all COVID-related hospitalizations are non-vaccinated people. Keep each other safe. Keep Nashville open. Get vaccinated.
Welcome back to the afternoon stretch. Final bits of the first hour. In the second hour, we'll get into our Week 12 picks. We'll have to see how we did. Bruno, I know, went 11-5 last week.
Really good.
Yeah, so enjoy that.
I should have picked you with him.
Yeah, no. Look at Ray.
Ray gets bullied out of, oh, you're just Bruno's bet, you know?
And now he can't pick the picks that he wants because Bruno takes them too quick and he thinks he's going to be shunned. Dude, so something we were talking about off break.
Yeah, I'll get into. I did through my superior investigative journalism.
Five brain.
So I saw something funny last night where I kind of scratched it off, and then I was like, I revisited it today. So Seth Rollins, WWE performer, one of the top ones right now.
Yeah.
You know? A lot of people were confused. Someone comes out while he's walking out after he's finished. Oh, I thought there was a bug on my head. Did you see that? I'm going to try and stay on
task. Yeah, keep going. That was hilarious, hilarious, though.
So he's doing his walkout, finishing up on the day, and someone comes out and just attacks him, yeah. Like spears him. And you can tell, and most people were like, yeah, this definitely wasn't part of it, because the ref just starts wailing on the guy. And then guys in suits run out of the back and start wailing on the guy. So this random fan just attacks Seth Rollins. I mean,
yeah,
just
speared him. Got all the way through security. Nobody even like stopped him at all. So, not even like fainted to stop him too, and he straight up spears Seth Rollins. Yeah.
So the guy, so everyone's like, who's, you know, now it starts to become investigative Twitter journalism.
Yeah,
who
yeah,
is
yeah.
this guy? Apparently, the guy that attacked Seth Rollins started posting why he did it, and he starts posting on his Instagram, and he's like, this is why we used to be cool until a business deal went the wrong way. And he starts posting accounts. He starts posting screenshots of a clear Seth Rollins catfish account. Like, this clearly fake account. He's like, this is why me and Seth Rollins have beef. And the guy scams the guy out of money. Just like, hey, just give it. Yeah, just give me this money. And he attacks Seth Rollins. So he gets scammed by this fake Seth Rollins account. And he's like, I'm going to go attack Seth Rollins.
And that's
the end of the story.
What a stupid moron.
He got scammed out of a $500 Amazon card.
$500 card.
Seth
would have gave him $500 to just stay away. Like, if he had been like, Seth, if somebody scanned me under your name, you'd be like, hey, I'll send you $500 in a signed shirt. You know what I mean?
These screenshots are pathetic.
I gotta see it. Are we sure they're real?
Yes.
Okay. That's terrific. What a moron. Like, just don't attack people. Can we just put that as like a base? Just don't do it. It's really, unless they're attacking you, don't attack them. I think it's pretty simple. All right, first hour is done. Second hour coming up. On air and online, Sports Radio
WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville. ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. In Wisconsin, a sixth person has died of injury sustained when Daryl Brooks drove his SUV into the Waukesha Christmas Parade. He's the man accused of slamming that vehicle through parade crowds on Sunday, charged today with 5 counts of first-degree intentional homicide. 11-year-old Jesselyn is in the ICU at Children's Hospital Wisconsin. Her uncle says she has serious internal injuries.
Jesselyn is still fighting for her life. She took direct impact from the car. I feel like she's going to fight no matter what. And right now we're just looking towards the positive.
Police say Brooks is also a registered sex offender in Nevada and had an outstanding warrant. President Biden says the economy is doing well overall, but that supply chain issues continue to drive up prices from groceries to gas. Today he ordered 50 million barrels of U.S. oil reserves be released to help ease prices. This is ABC News.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
The soothing scent of Vicks VapoRub. It's only one of the most iconic smells ever. That cooling, comforting scent generations of families have come to trust to help them feel better. And now you trust to soothe your family. Pick up some Vicks VapoRub in the little blue jar and wrap yourself with the calm only Vicks VapoRub can bring. Vicks VapoRub, always there for you.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at Tim Leeper Roofing.
At Napa, we keep things moving. If it has wheels and an engine, we help keep it on the road. And if it's on the road, we have parts for it. And if you need a part, you can get it fast, like same-day pickup or next-day delivery fast. At Napa, when we're not thinking about cars, we're thinking about the people who drive them. Because when it comes to serving you and our community, our motor never quits. That's Napa know-how. Same-day pickup and next-day delivery available at participating stores and on in-stock items only.
It's
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God! Okay, it's happening!
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm! Sure. Stay calm!
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine!
Now, here's Bruno and Zach.
Second hour of the afternoon stretch here on Nashville Sports Radio. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Remember, you can always get involved. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. If anything you want to do, say whatever, that is how you get into us. We got so much fun here in the second hour where we are going to get into our week 12 picks, that is. I can't believe it's week two, I was typing it out right here as I was putting
You're
it on.
You're too stupid for radio.
Too stupid. For, oh, hold on. There is no such thing, sir. So our picks for week 12, as they are right now, we are set out. Last week, Bruno went 10-5. Feel good about that?
Yeah.
Ray went 8-7. Ray?
Disturbing.
Yeah. What can you do, you know? Falls behind.
What did Zach go?
Zach went 10-5. And leaderboard finally changed after like 7 weeks. The leaderboard has finally shifted. So currently, as it stands, we have a 1-2-3. There's no tie. Bruno is first place at 96-68 so far in the season. Zach Williams coming in at second place, jumping finally to that second spot after starting off terribly this year, 95-69. Nice. And Bruno is, Ray is 94-70. So the only person in the 70 club as a loser right now is Rayson.
Sucks, man.
Rayson.
Young Ray Dosky. That's
I can't catch
said.
A break in fantasy. I can't catch a break in picks these last 2 weeks.
Oh, you've caught a break in fantasy. You're starting to win, and I beat the guy you needed to lose every week.
So am I one game? I'm 2 games back. I need to lose the
You're
next 2 games
back. Have we looked and seen, by the way?
Yeah, I'm games back.
We're going to do some fantasy football. Fantasy Football Fridays will be tomorrow.
Which I won't be a part of. You guys have fun.
Ray's not going
to
be
I could
here.
Call in. You want me to call in?
If you wanted to, you could. You know, give some insight. Or we're just going to berate you, though, about how you're probably going to lose in fantasy.
Which
but
is fine.
I haven't looked and seen how it is. Like, what's your percentage chances now of getting in? Hey, 12%.
What's Bobby's?
7.
Bam!
Bobby's taking a hit.
Climbing up
right now. Let's see. I'm 99% chance. So right there on it. All right, so let's get into our Week 12 FanDuel. I'm going to FanDuel.
Week 12 picks.
We always go through our picks here on the NFL for Week 12 because usually we do these on Thursdays, but guess what's happening on Thursday, Bruno?
I'm not coming in.
Nobody is. Thanksgiving's coming in. That's who's coming in. So with football season, we actually have Wednesday games. Do y'all like that they start so early on Thanksgiving? It's going to be a 10:30 game?
No, because usually I wake up at like 6 or 7 every day, but typically I go back to bed. So,
So what do? They put the worst game first. So they're just like, well, here's something on TV.
Chicago at the Detroit Lions, which first off, we got to talk about this. Got to change
that. Nagy's last day.
Well, yeah, so the rumors came out. He came out and said they were wrong, that he's going to be fired after the Detroit game, which of course he has. You know, of course he's going to come out and decline that. Do you think he ends up getting fired, though?
He should.
I mean, it should happen. He is not good right now. And
he hasn't been good.
He has good players, too. That's a crazy thing. The Chicago team has good players all around. They're just not being used, it seems like, in whatever way. I don't know if it's coaching or what needs to happen.
Well, there's those reports where a bunch of blue check marks for what it is.
Right.
come out and they're like, he's lost locker room for a while, but it just seems to just be, somehow be getting worse. So
yeah, and you know those same people are the people like here in Nashville, where they're like, here's a thought about what's happening, and then you go in and you know Adrian Peterson was waived, and who broke that news? Nobody in Nashville. Like, that's straight up just how it is. All those big beat reporters here locally in Nashville, I'm calling all of them out. Don't break anything. Everything gets broke on, you know, it's Field Yates, who's a fantasy guy for ESPN, or Scheffner, or Ian Rappaport. It's the same thing there. It's just, that's just how it is. The local people really don't have the insight that they think they do, and that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me. All right, so Chicago taking on Detroit Lions. Detroit Lions no longer need to be on Thanksgiving. This needs to be the last Thanksgiving Detroit Lions play football on. I saw some people said that it's actually a form of punishment that they're bad and they have to go out in front of the people to show how bad they are on national television.
I've actually been to Detroit for a Thanksgiving game.
Really?
Yeah.
How does it feel good?
I mean, it's packed. I mean, it's fun. I mean, it's a lot of football, a lot of craziness. I mean, like, probably
the one. What else are you going to go do in Detroit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Today, we went to used car lot.
Today, we saw a mugging.
Today, we drank water, and now I don't feel so good. Mr. Stark, help.
Mr. Stark, please help. All right, Chicago versus Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit is, how crazy is this line, by the way?
They're a 2-point underdog.
Three. As a FanDuel right now.
Random guess, and I was close.
That's insane, right? I'm very shocked by
that. Dude, I'm excited. All of a sudden, I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
Lions, can they win?
No. No, they can't win.
You think Andy Dalton gets a W?
Yes. He looked good. Why does everybody think he looked bad? People were saying like, oh, Andy Dalton going, uh-oh, here comes Andy Dalton. He looked good for them.
The Lions have played tough the last couple weeks.
Who's their quarterback again?
I don't think Jared Goff's going to be playing. That's what the reports are. He's injured. So it's who's their backup right now? I'm forgetting his name.
His name is
Nick
obscure.
Boyle. That is his last name? Boyle? It's a funny story about him. So this guy, he was shipped around a ton of, like, he went to a Division I school, a quarter, I forget where it was. Then he ended up going to Division II. Terrible records all the way through. Somehow finagles his way to get on the Green Bay Packers as Aaron Rodgers' backup. Doesn't win a game there, and now is starting as a quarterback for the Lions. This guy has been a perennial loser his entire time at quarterback. For somehow has become getting a starting role. I mean, it's on Detroit Lions, but still he's getting – how in the world does that happen? This guy has – we joked about, you were like, I want to fail my way to the top. This guy has failed his way literally to starting on a primetime Thanksgiving game. Hey, how does that happen?
World loves irony.
I mean, this guy is cool. And he sucked too, by the way, last week. I think like halfway through the game, he was 1-for-3 with a pick. It was like – that was like halftime on Sunday.
I don't care if I even lose my lead over this game. Give me the Lions.
No.
They will win it.
I'm glad you did that because I want you to lose, but this is terrible. This is an atrocity of which we've never seen before, that you're actually taking the Lions. And also the fact that FanDuel, like, look, love FanDuel, great sponsors of the show. What the hell? 3 points? you think Aaron
Brenda's insane.
I'm putting money on this one. How about that?
Wow.
Look, it's a -164. I mean, like, for the Bears, just money line outright.
Lions take this
one. Not even 2-1 that the Lions lose?
Lions take this one.
That's crazy.
They take this game.
I'm taking the Bears.
Yeah, this is where Saner hits. I swear if this one hits. I swear if Bruno gets this one, I'm losing it. I'm losing. I don't care if I go 15-1. This is the only one I get wrong. I'm going to be upset next week. I'm going to be upset about this. Game two is Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Dallas Cowboys. This is in Dallas. 7.5-point spread. That's a lot of points. 50.5-point over under, which we do not trust 50-point and up unders on Cowboys games anymore. They're out. You can't do that again.
Give me the boys. I rock with them. I rock with them every game. Even the games where they just are like, hey, we're going to go out there and play.
Does this have anything to do with all the home teams? Because you've gone now two home teams back to back.
No, it has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with Dak Prescott's my fantasy quarterback, and I'm not going away with him.
Yeah. Ray?
This one's hard because CeeDee Lamb's going to be out. possibly because of the concussion.
Yep, and you're not going to have Amari Cooper.
Yeah, and Gallup looked like trash.
I know, I was going to say, we're all going to hope Michael Gallup has a great fantasy day because we're all picking him up because we're morons. All right, that's what's happening here.
I'll take Zalas. It's tough for me.
Are you going to take Dallas or are you going to take Zalas?
I'll take Zalas.
Zalas. I don't know what that is.
Fantasis. Dallas. I'll take the Cowboys.
I'm definitely going the Cowboys on this. I mean, once again, like I said earlier, they had the bad loss against Denver where they just didn't do anything on offense. They come out against Atlanta and throttle the Falcons. And throttle. Now they come out, did nothing against the Chiefs. They're about to throttle the Raiders. They are in that pattern right now, 100%. Buffalo taking on the New Orleans Saints. This is in Nolens. Buffalo has been really disappointing on themselves. Really happy that this is happening to the people.
They haven't beat anybody that, like.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah, they haven't beat good teams.
They really haven't. It's strange. New Orleans, are they a good team? I don't know.
Are the Patriots in the lead in the North?
Yes.
Yeah.
They've got the
King AFC of the East. North.
They've got the East. AFC East. Yep.
AFC least right now. Mm-hmm. Buffalo versus New Orleans. This is in New Orleans. 5.5 point spread. Favored Buffalo on the road. Too many points.
Yeah. That
guy's a loser.
Yeah, that guy. Anyways, Buffalo. They have to figure it out against the Saints team, right?
What do you think? They're bad, though. Ray?
I'm going Buffalo.
All right. We're not getting so much. Ray, no, never mind. I thought Ray's been picking every pick with Bruno so far, but it hasn't happened yet. I'm going New Orleans at home, Thursday night football. We can't do this. If Alvin Kamara plays, I think they win. If he doesn't play, I think they lose. But if Alvin plays, prime time Alvin Kamara.
He hasn't been practicing yet.
He still hasn't.
As of today, like I saw the reports, he still hasn't practiced.
I'm taking New Orleans still. I'm going to sit on it. I think prime time New Orleans game is going to show up.
We can start getting ahead of Zach. When Lions and Buffalo hits.
Starting to catch up, baby. I'm starting to catch up. Y'all should be scared. New Orleans taking on the Titans. Or sorry, New England taking on the Titans.
New England.
This is just in Foxborough.
New England, I think, is going to take us to the woodshed.
6 points spread right now. Not a full touchdown.
This comes to one of those things where, like, the Titans beat the teams they normally don't. Are supposed to be.
Hey, right. You guys down that hill. I see a trend of the Titans play on the field, and I'm good.
If they win against New Orleans, why do I keep doing that? If they win against New England this week, because we would say New England's a good team right now, right?
Yep.
If they play well against a good team like New England and beat them on the road, would you start to believe that trend?
No.
No?
No. Ooh. No, I'll die.
This man's been
hills.
Shown the light and refuses to walk towards it.
I die on the hill.
Sigma male.
No, I'm going to go. But unfortunately, I can't take.
Eat alone. Which is unironic. I do eat alone. I need friends.
So if you'd like to help, call Bruno at 615. Actually, it'd be 931.
931.
I'm gonna take the Patriots because it feels like the Titans put a new 53-man squad every week.
If you go and look at the roster, I mean, I put it out on my Twitter at ZachariahW. If you go look at what's on there, like their actual movements that they had today, they basically got a new team. Like, I'll go through it. Signed to active roster, Dontrell Hilliard, Buster Skrine, tremendous name, by the way, for a defensive back. John Simon, waived from active roster, Adrian Peterson. Placed on injured reserve, Chris Jackson, Marcus Johnson. Return from practice, remains on injured reserve, Kari Blasingame. Signed to practice squad, Golden Tate, Rodney Smith, Austin Mack, Kevin Strong. Released from practice squad, Chris Rowland, RIP TSU, Niles Scott. Like, I mean, that is a lot of motion to have in one. A team that is leading the AFC.
Yep,
like, that is
crazy.
A team that is leading the AFC right now.
The Titans are getting their money's worth from that front office because of how much work they're doing each week. They're like, it doesn't stop.
So you're on New England?
Yeah.
I'm going to go New England as well. I love the Titans. People should know that by now. I'm a fan. I grew up a fan. Now I cover them, obviously. Who are they going to throw the ball to?
You just got to be real. You're realistic.
What are they going to do there? No Julio, no AJ, no Derrick Henry. No, I mean, now it's getting real bad. Like, it's getting real, real bad. And Ryan Tannehill.
We just lost to the Texans by
13, something like that. I mean, it's not good right now. Hopefully, they get it figured out. Hopefully, everybody gets healthy. All right, moving on. Speaking of the Texans, the New York football Jets will be going up against the Houston Texans. This is at, wow, Houston's the favorite.
Yeah.
On the at home. Yeah. That's crazy. Two and a half point favorite there for the Texans. Bottom of the barrel, I guess you can go. That's pretty crazy.
Zach Wilson's coming back to play, baby.
And they just lost Carter. And they just lost Carter for a couple weeks.
I'm sorry, Joe Flacco looked good coming in for the Jets. Did he not? Am I crazy? He looked pretty good.
Hey, sorry, I didn't watch the Jets Dolphins game.
Oh, you messed up for that, all right.
It's probably more entertaining than the Titans game.
Texans or Jets, Bruno. That brief silence is for you to pick it up.
Dude, this
I'm
is
giving
such
you a verbal ball.
Okay, this is a stupid game.
You gotta pick it though.
Give me the Texans. They just beat the Titans. Give me the Texans.
I think they just had their Super Bowl. Right?
I'm taking the Texans as well.
Fools, I'm going the Jets.
Fools.
I'm going the Jets. Elijah Moore is solid.
Yeah.
He is good. He is a good wide receiver for that team. And I know he hadn't had a good game yet with Zach Wilson. And with Zach Wilson coming back, there's a lot.
Brandon Cooks is better.
He is. He is. And Tyrod Taylor is really good. But I'm going to go the Jets. I think the Jets get it done on the road. I know that's crazy, but nope, I change it. I want to go the Texans. I'm changing it. Woohoo! I'm still able to do it. It's stupid.
I really just don't understand. I want to know what the day-to-day for Deshaun Watson is. Does he even go to the facility?
Yeah, I don't know either.
So
does he hang out in the locker room? Like, does he sit at his locker and like cut it up with the guys? Yeah. Or does he just sit there and not talk the entire time?
So they say in the reports that basically he just trains on the side, like in the weight room by himself. Like he just separates himself from the entire
Sigma.
Team. Like he's just by him, yeah.
We had strength coach at the Battlehawks was just so invasive of your pride. The dude is also this tall, so
are short.
tells you about his personality. If Deshaun Watson tried to do that to him, he would try to big dog Deshaun Watson, which is something you don't do. So I'm glad the Texans know not to do that.
All right, we need to run to our first break here in the second hour. You can jump in 615-844-5600. When we come back, we'll get into more of our Week 12 picks here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Award-winning Davidson Reserve Whiskey is the truest expression of what originally inspired Pennington Distilling Company, based in Nashville, to open a distillery in 2011. It's a reflection of Tennessee heritage that connects Tennessee to a long and storied history of distilling alcohol. Each expression is mashed, distilled, aged, and bottled right on site. Davidson Reserve takes pride in our craft, and we are honored to share it with you. Pick up a bottle of one of our award-winning Davidson Reserve whiskeys from your local retailer today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey is one of the world's first chances to experience and taste a small batch craft Tennessee whiskey. Taste this locally distilled, aged, and bottled spirit today. Award-winning Davidson Reserve Tennessee Whiskey.
Nashville's first curling venue is here at T-Line Nashville. Come check out T-Line Nashville and experience the world's fastest growing winter sport today. Curling is a fun and simple sport that's a perfect outing for friends, corporate events, families, or parties. T-Line also has classic bowling and modern bowling mini games. With over 20 HD TVs, you can come watch your favorite teams and some of the best food and drinks here in Nashville in the large bar and grill area. They also have an outdoor area with a fire pit, and you can't forget the live music. T-Line Nashville is a one-stop shop for a great night out. Located at 106 Duluth Avenue and online at tlinenash.com, you can book your party now or give them a call at 615-439-1024. That's 615-439-1024. And make sure you give them a follow on Instagram and Facebook at T-Line Nash for all the news, events, and updates. T-Line Nashville, Nashville's first curling venue, is here.
Don't let the stress of cooking during the holidays put a damper on your festivities. Let Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel take that worry off your plate. Start with a biscuit basket, then it's on to roasted Joyce Farms turkey or sorghum glazed ham. And more sides than you can handle. Finish up with a petite pie trio and your holiday worries are handled. Well, at least the cooking part. There are 3 seating times available and children under 5 eat free. Reserve your Thanksgiving brunch table at opentable.com. Thanksgiving brunch from Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and we are in the thick of the offseason, but so much news is coming our way that we have to keep going, right? On-track testing last week at Charlotte. We've got some qualifying news, all kinds of stuff. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, even in the offseason, right here.
Hi, this is Ross Chastain, and you're listening to the Final Lap.
Every single weekday, right here.
You can almost smell the turkey in the air. We're so close to Thanksgiving. What's your favorite kind of turkey? Like do you like a Cajun? Do you like a fried?
I think I've only ever had it one type of way.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad. What about you, Ray?
A turkey
just like Brenna, I've only had oven roasted. I mean,
you guys suck. Just straight up suck.
You told me the other day.
It's not about the turkey, you idiot.
Yes, it is. You make a good turkey.
How very different our cultures are.
Yes.
White people care about the food.
I knew you were going to do that.
Hispanic people, family over everything.
I guess half of you only care about the food, right, Bruno?
Well, cares too much.
All right, welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. Sign the strike prayer. That Instagram account is really freaky, by the way. Bruno's going down the rabbit hole right now of the guy who attacked Seth Rollins.
I'm not anymore. It's scary.
Yeah, that's...
This one picture is just the Seth gates of kinda, heaven and him. And it's...
Seth is lucky that all he did was run and spear him.
Yeah, it could have been terrible.
Yeah. Remember, if you want to call in, 615-844-5600, FNM Bank phone line. All right, we left off on our Week 12 picks. New Orleans. Why? Anything with an N, I'm like New Orleans. That's what it is.
We talked about the Jets.
The New Orleans Jets took on the New Orleans Texans. All right, Philadelphia Eagles at New York Giants. They suck, right? Last night, did we watch the game last night, Monday Night Football?
Yep. I watched only until like the first half, fell asleep.
Best part, their jerseys, those white jerseys with the blue tops, clean. Love those jerseys.
It's a throwback, right?
Is it?
Even with they have Giants written out on their helmet?
Yeah,
it's a throwback.
That is my favorite jersey in the entire NFL, hands down. Looks amazing.
Hey, what about your boy? Let's not let Zach get off with constantly talking up Danny Dimes in the offseason.
What was I talking up Danny Dimes?
You were definitely on his team.
Show me the recording.
Oh, my God. Ray, you remember.
I do.
No.
Daniel Jones is a great quarterback.
This is a conspiracy, and once again, it's a betrayal on levels that we have never seen before.
I will look for the recording.
I'm surprised he's as bad as he's been. I really am.
Like, did you see how you flipped that? I'm surprised he's as bad as he's been. That means
because I thought he was good. There you go. I did think he was good. I did, all right?
Well, he's not good. He's a tall nerd.
He really is. And that's just how it is. And he's poor guy. It's never been the same since he had that 80-yard broken touchdown that he fell down at the 20. I mean, ever since then, it's been real downhill for that guy. Philly is the -3.5 point favorite going up against the Giants. The biggest thing with the Giants too, what is going on with Saquon? Like, is Saquon bad now?
I don't think he looks the same after that injury.
Yeah.
And the injury, he's not looked
he's
the same.
He's had so many injuries.
He just can't cut the same anymore. Yeah. That was his whole game.
Yeah.
All right, Saquon falls in the same conspiracy theory for me with Jadeveon Clowney. They're just too powerful for their own bodies.
Yep. Like a Bo Jackson problem.
Well, ligaments don't gain strength. Ligaments are ligaments, and like you can't train them, right? So your muscles get bigger. You get bigger, bigger, bigger. Your body is like out-developing itself. It's a weird curse. Mm. So you have this muscle and you have this power. Saquon Barkley is known for his power clean. In the weight room, it's like his whole body is just a core muscle, and he makes these cuts. And hey, you can't strengthen your ligaments, so it just pop.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you can't do it anymore.
So tough. So who do we think's gonna win?
Eagles. I hate to give them credit, but they're gonna win this game.
Not cursed right now. Jalen Hurts looks really good too. Yeah. He's shut a lot of people up so far. Coming up and starting to play some really good football, so I'm actually glad to see that.
Yeah, right? The Giants just fired their offensive coordinator. Give me the Eagles. Jason Garrett.
The Giants team is just filled with washed up names, like names that you know that just washed up.
Yeah, like the coaching staff. Jeremy Pruitt, Huggins,
Derek Dooley.
Derek Dooley.
He was a Cowboys.
Oh, sorry, Kitchens. Yeah. Freddie Kitchens.
Kitchens.
Thinking Huggins from West Virginia.
Derek Dooley's fired. On the team?
Yes.
Was he the wide receivers coach for the Giants, for the Cowboys? The ex-Tennessee Volunteer head coach.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's on their coaching staff.
I thought you said with the Cowboys. Oh, I guess not.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I'm going to go Philly as well. So we'll move on past that. Giants suck. We just all know that. Tampa Bay at the Indianapolis Colts. Who do you think the favorite is in this game?
Before you answer this question, have you guys been hearing the rumors and talks about Jonathan Taylor being an MVP candidate this year?
Not even close. Not going
to
happen.
And what's funny is that it's been easier for him to gain that attention compared to Derrick Henry from last year when Titans fans came out and started yelling stuff. So you don't think big stuff is like played so far?
No, he won't get it.
Yeah.
And the
but it's crazy how much credit he's getting for like when.
Hey, the Colts are about to play a not AFC team, so watch this.
Bucks. Who do you think the favorite?
Colts.
No. Bucks. On the road.
Colts have been on the roll, though.
Yeah. So who do you think's winning?
Give me the Bucks.
You're going Bucks?
Yeah.
Ray? Tampa Bay or Indianapolis?
I'm going Colts.
Ooh, tell me why.
I think Jonathan Taylor, no Vita Vea. I think
he's going to be able to run all over him. It doesn't really matter. Yeah. I mean, just he absolutely abused the Bills. That was 5 touchdowns, and it's funny to watch Titans fans because they're just mad. They're so mad.
They are.
They have to put that. It's once again. It's that meme of putting the mask over the crying face with the mask and the smiley face, and they're like, because they got to see Jonathan Taylor succeed. But they're first in the AFC, but they know that Derrick Henry is a better running back than Jonathan Taylor, but he's injured, and it's like, it's ripping that fan base apart right now. Atlanta taking on Jacksonville. Here's a game that nobody cares about. Gee whiz. Jacksonville at home. Oh, it's going to be a shootout, too. It looks like a 1-point favorite are the Falcons on the road. What a stupid line.
This is the worst week of NFL football.
This is bad. I'm not going to lie. This one is who cares football. Over under of 46.5. So that means they think the game is going to be like 23-24. No shot, right?
You think so?
I mean, that'd be the over, I guess, at the 46.5. You get 23-24 on a 1-point game.
Give me the Falcons. These are the games where Matt Ryan makes you think, like, oh, my God, he's a good player.
Ooh, Kyle Pitts is about to. He's going to have a turkey leg. He's eating out there, baby. I need it. I need it. Right?
Jacksonville.
Why?
Better team right now. Atlanta sucks.
What is Jacksonville?
Better than Atlanta.
They're not good.
They have no Cordero Patterson. They have no Calvin Ridley. I mean, they're just depleted. Their defensive line sucks. Give me James Robinson and the Jaguars.
I'm going to go Atlanta because I'm just going with the idea that Kyle Pitts is going to be.
You can go with Bruno. That's fine. Yeah, go with Bruno. Go hang out with him.
No, that's your follow. I promise.
No. You've been more of the follow than I have.
Third place would never understand second and first.
Oh, if I'm now being he talks. Real, oh, okay. So this is where we're going.
Carolina taking on the Miami Dolphins. This is in Miami. Carolina's the favorite, 1.5-point favorite.
God, yeah, give me Carolina.
The Lions suck this week.
CMC.
Are you picking off your fantasy team based off? What is going on over there, too, by the way?
I have a great fantasy team, so the great fantasy team is going to lead to great wins.
Oh, man, your bubble is going to explode soon. I can't wait.
When?
You've
been saying this every week.
It's going
to
happen, and you know who's going to be there not to help pick up the pieces? Me.
I've been number one 12 weeks in a row in our picks.
Great. Congrats.
12 weeks in a row.
It's been luck every time, too.
You and Ray are talking like, oh, what are we going to do for fantasy and our picks? And then I'm over here winning both.
You can't.
Who did you take, by the way? Oh, yeah, Carolina.
There you go.
Ray?
I Carolina as well.
You're taking Carolina? Y'all don't think Tua's doing a better job?
Doing better, yeah.
I think Tua's doing a good job right now.
Where did that come from?
I like Tua right now. This voice is happening because I'm thinking about Tua. How long? We got 28 minutes left here.
All right. I'm going with the Dolphins. That's where that voice comes from. Taking the Dolphins. Carolina's fake. They're not that good of a defense. They're just showing up right now, and I don't like it. Carolina is going to lose to Miami in Miami. Pittsburgh taking on the Bengals. This is in Cincinnati. What do we make of the Pittsburgh team right now? Yeah, they got a game
Cincinnati,
stolen away.
The same thing. Cincinnati is like, we're like, oh, they might be the best team in the AFC like 3 weeks ago. And then all of a sudden we're like, hey.
What happened?
And I said it. I was like, their team kind of sucks outside of two players.
Yeah, a guy who thinks that the ball's hard to see because there isn't a white stripe on it.
Yeah, he had a few good weeks and people were like, we're going to let that one go.
Yeah. You're lucky for now, but the second you start sucking, I'm bringing the tweet back out.
What a rivalry. It's probably like the rivalry in NFL football, right?
Yeah, there's really not much of one. You know, when you look like Iron Bowl or whatever in college,
even
there's
like
really
Titans,
nothing
Colts,
here.
Titans, Colts, it's like not even that
big. Nobody cares. But this one, yeah. They like actually fight on the field. Like,
Titans
perfect.
Ravens are starting to get there, but I'll give it to this game. This game's always exciting. And what's the spread right now?
4.5 towards the Bengals.
Pittsburgh.
You're going Pittsburgh?
I'm going pity baby.
Pity Big Ben? You're a Big Ben truther? All right.
No. Is it in Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh's a favorite.
No, is it in Pittsburgh?
No, it's in Cincinnati. Does that change your opinion?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Heinz Field brings just doom for any team?
No, just no different weather
brings
conditions.
Brings doom for the Titans, man. Every time they play
Fitzpatrick's
going to
be
suck.
Back. If Fitzpatrick comes back, I'm taking the Steelers.
Fitzpatrick?
Minka?
Oh, Minka. Yeah. I'm thinking Ryan. I'm like,
no.
What He's compass done. Are you looking at?
He's
lad?
Done with that hip.
So you're taking, sorry, so who's your picking? I missed it.
It's the Steelers.
It's the Steelers?
Yes.
You're going with Steelers?
Yep.
I'm taking Cincinnati in this
Good
one.
For you.
At home. Joey B just going to ball out. Like, why not, man? Why not? Chargers taking on the Broncos. The Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Broncos. This one is a 2.5-point favorite towards the Chargers. It's in Denver.
Does Austin Eckler
Son of
do
my
that?
Golden shoulders, John Denver.
What?
Yeah. What? That was a movie reference from Superbad. Or no, sorry, Super Troopers.
Okay. Yeah, give me the L.A.
L.A.?
Los Angeles. City now? Of...
Super Bowl 50... What is it, like 56 or something now? 56? We'll be there, baby.
Yeah. You can go. If someone gave me free tickets to the Super Bowl, I don't think I'd go.
Yeah, right. You'd sell them, though. Get that cash money.
I guess.
Yeah. Ray?
We're going Chargers as well.
It's kind of a bad spirit, don't you think? Someone gives you tickets and you just sell them.
So, bozos should have sold them. what about Denver locking down their wide receivers for the future, huh? Cortland Sutton and I'm forgetting the last.
Tim Patrick,
thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, once they figure out the other 51 players, they'll be really solid. <quad. laughs>
I'm going to go to Chargers too. Denver sucks.
Trash.
This show sucks. Minnesota, it's just not today. You know, this is not going to lie. This is holiday afternoon stretch at its finest.
It really
expect
is.
Expect this on the week of Christmas.
Okay? Oh, God.
This is the week of this is how it's going to feel.
It's going to be way worse.
Look, sometimes we get in there and we're hitting hard hitting subjects and, you know, y'all are laughing or y'all are liking it, whatever. This is not it, boy. This is not it, man.
I have been publicly advocating for people to just fake illnesses. If you're at work, do not do any work.
Nobody does good work during this time.
No.
Because nobody cares.
No.
Nobody cares during Thanksgiving week, right? Like, it's just, let's just get done with this.
They've already checked out since yesterday.
It should be like a whole week off.
Yeah.
Shout out to the people, though, that are going to work on Black Friday. Because that is a nightmare. Have y'all ever worked retail on Black Friday before?
No.
No?
I did. I worked at Radio Shack. And that was tough.
Almost lost your mind.
No, I mean, it's just insane. This is like when the iPhone 5 came out, or 4 maybe. Whenever the iPhone 4 came out, people were going insane for the Black Friday deals at Radio Shack. And it was like, legitimately, like holding people back from, like, you know that scene in Jingle All the Way, the Arnold Schwarzenegger mm-hmm. Christmas movie, where they're like trying to get the balls to get the Turbo Man?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it was like. It was like holding, and we're just like, throw them all out there. Just throwing iPhones into crowds to just get them away because these people were going insane about trying to get to the phones. And it's a nightmare. So everybody out there, anybody out there that works in those retails on Black Friday, shout out to Target, you know, for saying we're just never going to be open on Thanksgiving Day. We're only going to open up Friday mornings early, but we're going to let the family. That's awesome.
Now, this year, nobody's opening up on Thursday.
They really just don't do it.
Best Buy, Walmart. I mean, no one's open.
Those wild years, though, when corporate greed was at an all-time high, and they were like, I'll steal some from you, Bruno. They were looking down at their workers going, I don't care about your family dinner.
You know, we're opening about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, no, they were like, we're opening at 4. You better be here because we need to make money.
I can't believe there's a culture of people that would just do that with those jobs and be like, well, I got to go to work. If that's me.
That's part of the reason why they were like, we can't do that again, because
everyone would
quit. I think people quit like crazy and they were like, oh, this is a bad Black Friday for us. It's better if we make our employees happy. Like, that's what they said in the meeting. Do we make our employees happy? And they're like, yeah. And okay, that's how it goes. It's tough out there, though. I will say, when those Black Friday deals, I'm a fan of seeing the videos, though. You know what I'm talking about?
I am too.
Like, the people rushing, running into, like, to grab whatever PlayStation 5s. They're out there. You might see your boy on one. I'm just saying, you might see your boy. If he knows there's a PlayStation 5 inside of a store, he might throw some Nana elbows out of the way.
I've never done a Black Friday.
Really? You don't like possessions, though, so.
I eat alone.
I know people that just go to just watch. Just watch people be mad in long lines.
I've done that.
Yeah, have you? Yeah, it's kind of fun.
I'm just like, watch these videos. Watch.
If I was in, like, one of my, I don't know, adventures, like college, XFL
life,
like when I was living in Houston for like a month, like I would just get like, because I'm alone, I know I'm gonna go home in like 3 months, so I'm not gonna go make friends, so all I do is just go out and do stuff like that. People watch, that'd be fun. It never happened around Black Friday time though.
Yeah, no, that's like the best time to people watch, just go to like a Walmart or Target or whatever during Black Friday and just watch people like go insane for something that is $4 less than it was the day before.
Yeah.
That's really what it all is. It's so funny. All right, we need to run to a break. We come back, we'll finish up our Week 12 picks. We're going to try to pick it up a little bit. Get through this Tuesday in style.
Zach's going to try and pick it up.
Yeah, I'll try. The afternoon stretch. But I'm back.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday, practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern, conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa. Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie. Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it in the words. I was sad, I was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit maketheconnection.net to find out more.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soult.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soult.com/radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome into the afternoon stretch final. Well, I guess the home stretch for the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here inside the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. Or you can call in 615-844-5600 if you want to jump in.
Tennessee fans aren't allowed to call in this week.
Oh, yeah, we haven't really even got into that all that much. I guess we talked about it a little bit yesterday. But Tennessee hate week over in the Reagan household, huh?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't like him. I don't hate him either. My dad, though, hey, you're a winner, Tennessee, for sure. He'll run you over. Run you over and keep driving.
Oh, man.
Is this a Titan or Volunteer?
Vols.
He doesn't like the Vols?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know why, though, right?
No.
Bruno played at Vanderbilt.
No.
Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know Bruno played at Vanderbilt?
No. You played at Vandy? Hold the sauce.
Hold the sauce. What was it? Ray said, a while ago, Ray said, jump back one time. And I was like, what old guy saying is that? He's like, jump back. Now he's like, hold the sauce. Oh, God. Whatever. I was about to get us on a real tangent. Week 12 picks. Hey, you got to keep pushing forward.
Save the show.
I know.
This is just. It's tough, gotten man. Worse.
It's just tough, you know, with everything going on, the economy. All right. Minnesota taking on San Francisco. This is in San Francisco. How much do we believe in San Francisco, first of all? Because aren't they a 500 team right now?
Yeah.
They win games in impressive fashion. They lose games in impressive fashion.
Well, Kirk Cousins just spent all this Kirk Cousins juice almost taking out the Packers, so it's definitely not going to bring that same energy to San Fran.
I think I talked about it yesterday, but it's still funny. It was like anytime Kirk Cousins one game under 500, it's just a page or Peyton Manning. It's so true.
Well, they were playing the Pack. I was eating at Harvard Cafe with my buddy. Two games were on. Titans Houston, and then the other one was Packers. Packers
Vikings.
Vikings, thank you. And there's just four quarterbacks on the screen. It's Kyler Murray, Tom Brady. I don't even know what the comparison is. Aaron Rodgers, and then it's Kirk Cousins' picture on the side. And they were up like a lot at the moment. I was like, dang, man. Of course, I like get home and they lost. Bozos.
Minnesota, though, man. Squeaking out a win like that against the Packers.
Are they a 500 team as well?
Won? Yeah, Minnesota won.
I thought they lost.
They won on a Greg Joseph field goal.
Oh, yeah.
34-31.
Is he on my fantasy team?
No. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
No, I think he is. Well, I don't care either.
Everybody on your fantasy team is Pro Bowl, apparently.
Well, yeah, they are if he's on there. Yeah, Greg Joseph. Look at that.
Woohoo! How did that do you, though? Did you win last week?
No.
Oh, me and Ray won.
There's nothing better than two sub-500 people. Just
that. I'm not sub-500.
Yeah, you are.
Check the records,
son. You're 5-6.
No, I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm not.
Let's go to the app.
I could be 5-6.
The commish, 5-6.
Don't forget who the commish is either. I'll delete your.
Because you know you're already in the playoffs. He doesn't really care. He already knows he's in the playoffs. He's like, whatever.
Yeah, lost.
You take the Bruno method. Get to the playoffs. We're good.
Is Zach's in the playoffs? He's 100%.
He's 99%. I mean, he's up there. I mean, he's
not 100.
It's four
it's
games
either
left.
Me or Bobby.
What is it? Four games left?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
We're fighting for that bye, that sweet bye.
Ray wins and Music City Miracle loses. They're tied.
Yeah. That's his shot. That's his only way to victory. The 1% chance he had was in our listener league. Ray had to have Music City Miracle lose all the way out, and then Ray wins all the way out. That is the that's the 1% way.
Hey, he seems pretty sussy.
Music City Miracle?
Starts with Russell Wilson at quarterback, so.
Yeah, that's not good, man. That's not good right now.
Mr. Unlimited.
All right, Minnesota taking on San Fran.
I already said San Francisco.
Did you already?
Yeah.
I'm going Kirk Cousins.
Really?
Yep.
You feel like he's just going to keep going here?
No, I'm going with Dalvin Cook.
Yeah. So this is a 3:26 p.m. game.
Oh, prime time. Kirk Cousins.
It's not prime time. He falls in, right? Like, this is like every other games are going on. He's not Monday night, Thursday night, Sunday night football, right?
He's not noon prime time, right? Which is where he's excels.
That's where he is.
He is like money.
Yeah, man. he transforms into Peyton Manning, like holding the ball. It's in San Francisco, though. But it is hard. How do you go against this Minnesota team? I mean,
it's
going to
be
Thielen,
a very close game.
Adam Thielen is a wide receiver one on any team. Fair?
Yep.
But he is not a wide receiver one on the Minnesota Vikings.
Yep.
Because Justin Jefferson is an absolute unit.
He's playing out of his mind.
I mean, crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy. The way he is catching balls right now. I'm going Minnesota as well. I'm with you on that. I talked myself into it. They are so good. Those it's like, how good does Kirk Cousins need to be? Just throw to those monsters that you have right now that are just all over the place. Los Angeles Rams taking on the Green Bay Packers. Green Bay trying to bounce back after previously said Minnesota getting the win last week. It is a 1-point favorite towards the Packers in Lambeau.
Another point.
Another point favorite. There's like 4-point favorites going on through this.
God.
47 over and under. 47 and a half.
This one's tough, man. This is a tough one because I want to pick the Rams.
I'm gonna mention this too. This spread is a 1-point difference than what they think the over-under is for Houston and New York.
I know. Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is the Packers and Rams.
And it's in Lambeau, right?
Yeah, it's in Lambeau.
Yeah, give me Packers.
Ooh, going Pack Daddies?
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers?
These LA boys, they're going to get out of there in that cold, and they're going to freeze to death.
Does that mean you're anti-vax?
Yes.
Okay. Ray.
He's a flat earther.
I also think space is...
You can breathe out there. I know you can. Someone go show me you can't breathe in space.
I'm going with the Pack as well.
You think you're a Packer?
Yeah.
That reminds me of the stupid conspiracy that people say the sun's actually not hot. You could actually just walk on it.
Stupid conspiracy. When you see it, it's warmer. How hard is that?
Well, space is cold around it.
No, it's not.
Oh, this cold space.
This should be good. This should be good.
Cold space and sun's not producing heat to space.
Because space doesn't have mass. It doesn't have gravity. That's the stupidest thing in the world.
Hey, man, the internet stays undefeated, all right? I'm going to take the Rams in this. I think they get a bounce back game. Yeah. I really do. I think they're going to get a bounce back game in this. Stafford is not as bad as they've seen. And he's gone into Lambeau plenty of times. So I think he's going to be ready for it. I think that's going to be a good game, though. I definitely think they're going to get the over on that. 47.5 points. Good. Gee whiz. Cleveland taking on the Ravens. This is Sunday night football. 7:20. You'll be able to see that on your local NBC stations. Cleveland is the underdog, 3.5-point underdog. What's going on with the food up in Baltimore right now that is just making everybody sick? You got, I'm forgetting his name now, Lamar Jackson, sick, not COVID-related. He's just missed game. And then you had Hollywood Brown, sick. He missed the game. What's going on up there? They can't get these guys healthy.
You get a bug, bro. Sometimes your team gets the bug.
I know that Brown was out, but I thought Jackson had like some chest issues, like lung issues or something like that. That
illness.
Was not, really?
Yeah, that's what it was. Him and Hollywood are both out for illness.
I had the flu and I couldn't breathe.
But you played like a man.
Can't breathe. If you're running like Lamar, hey, I don't run that much. So if you're Lamar Jackson and you can't breathe, sounds like a problem.
Bruno Reagan fist pump really got me going.
Hey, don't be mad because I'm out there being alpha male.
Alpha, very alpha.
They just came out. The Jets placed Joe Flacco and Mike White on the COVID list.
Oh, really? Oh, hey, I went back and changed it, remember? So
hey,
good.
They must have saw my tweet where they're like faking illness. They were like, hey.
Good idea. They don't know I know this hack. I have COVID. Cleveland, Baltimore. We're almost done with the show, everybody. I promise.
I don't know.
It's in Baltimore. Does that help you?
No, Cleveland.
Really? Why in the world are you taking Cleveland?
Because every time I pick Cleveland, they win.
No.
Yes.
I don't think so. Ray?
I really want to take Cleveland because Baltimore's defense sucks.
They are really
bad. So bad.
That's got to like feel really weird for Baltimore
fans.
Yeah,
you guys eventually talk yourselves into going Cleveland since it. you want to play Cleveland? All right. And then I'll get to watch you guys do circular logic for 20 minutes and then pick Cleveland in the end. So go ahead.
Ray, who are you
Baltimore.
Picking? You're taking Baltimore? I'm actually going to take Baltimore as well.
Easy.
You're not allowed to get to do that because no matter what we have taken there, you are going to just take the opposite anyway.
Regardless.
Shouldn't have let me be number one for 12 weeks in a row.
Hot take radio over here. That's what this guy does, Colin Cowherd of Cookville or wherever they're
What are we? Three games
I don't
back?
Make nearly as much as Colin Cowherd.
What do you get one game back of him?
Yeah, I'm one game. And I'm like two. No, you're two.
Oh.
One game.
All right.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hey, guess what, guys? Monday Night Football, it's a 1-point spread.
Again? Oh, Five games?
What in the world's going on? Seattle taking on Washington football team.
Hold on, Washington gets a Monday night game?
Yeah,
they are horrible prime time. I already know who I'm taking.
Taylor Heineke, low-key balling.
Don't care.
Give me Washington. Washington. Yeah. I don't care.
Seattle's terrible right now. They are really bad.
Taylor Heineke,
last 2 weeks, that whole Washington team, even Gibson's kind of starting to pick it up a little bit. If he could just not fumble the ball, that'd be great. But if he's been starting to pick it up a little bit. So, I mean, that team is starting, even the defense starting to look a little bit better. I don't know why Chase Young is off the field, and now they're like, now he can play defense. I don't know if that shows you anything. But what do you think, Ray? This is your Washington football.
Is it
fan.
In Washington? Or, sorry, Landover, Maryland?
Yeah, wherever Landover, Maryland
is. It's like 20, 30 minutes outside of D.C. I don't even know why they even play there.
Yeah,
stupid.
Why can't y'all play in D.C.? Make a stadium.
D.C. is like the size of this room, so.
Yeah, I know. But that'd be fun.
For many years they tried to do that. Yeah, for many years it was because of just taxes, and then Snyder left because he wanted a bigger stadium, and then it became the whole Redskin thing. Mm-hmm. They're like, if you want to come back to D.C., you have to remove the Redskin name. Now they have, and now there's probably talks of trying to go back to D.C.
Well, they are the favorite by 1 point, and it's a 46.5-point over-under.
Give me Seattle.
Ooh, going against your boys. Is this like a heart pick, though?
No.
It's not like I'm going to say Seattle, but if they lose, I'm going to be happy.
No, I just know Washington. They're not great on primetime.
Yeah, man, they've been good, though. I'm going to go Seattle. I'm going to go Seattle as well. Seattle sucks.
I can't wait to have a 5-game lead after this week.
This really could give Bruno like a 5-game. Like,
I don't want to hear it.
Start with the Lions, dude. The Lions are going to win.
And you know what? On Thanksgiving Day, he's gonna be texting the group chat like, "Oh, my boy!"
No, we can't.
He's gonna rub it in,
dude.
He's gonna rub it in.
If the Lions show up, if they show up and win,
what if,
I won't watch football the rest of the week. I swear, I'll do it.
What if the Lions win and all of a sudden he texts like a big like little bite out of a turkey leg because he's like feasting with those guys.
And his turkey's gonna be bland and gross because he doesn't know what a good turkey leg is. He's like, I put salt on it.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm too busy enjoying my time with my family.
No, that's not what Thanksgiving's about. It's about food and consuming.
You've got it all wrong.
Reese's pie.
Reese's pie. Where's my Reese's pie? They're sold out. I want one.
Is the show over?
Yeah, they're done.
That's
it. Everybody, have a great night. Appreciate you so much watching and calling and commenting and whatever it is. Remember, I love you. You matter. We will see you guys tomorrow for the end of the week. Friday, technically, is Wednesday this week. Everybody, have a great night. We'll see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio.